Welcome to this edition of A Yarn That Could Save a Life. This series of radio plays looks at the very important issue of organ and tissue donation. This is something we should all learn more about so that we can make a decision about donation and then share that decision with our family and friends. Here's the story so far. Brian's been trying to find out more about organ and tissue donation, and I reckon he's made a decision to be a donor. He's been getting some good advice from his son Frankie, who's a health worker, and from the Donate Life website. Now he's just got a yarn with his daughter Natasha, so she knows his decision. Good luck with that, Brian.
So, Milk, you like that trim one, right?
I don't know about liking it, but that's the one supposed to be good for me, isn't it?
Yeah, so do you want me to put the chocolate bar back?
Nah, that's good for you too, isn't it? Hey.
Oh no, every time you say hey lately, I know what it means.
What?
You're going to talk to me about giving away your organs and stuff, aren't you?
Donating them, yeah. I made the decision to become a donor, and they helped me do all the registration stuff at the health clinic. It was all pretty easy to do. So you make sure that if you're ever asked, you tell them what I've decided, okay?
But they'll know that anyway. You already told them on that organ register thingy.
You mean the Australian Organ Donor Register? But nah, they still have to check it with you. The family gets asked, and if you say no, or you can't remember what I decided, they can't go ahead.
All right. I've got it, okay? I'll say yes if I'm asked.
You right with those bags?
Yeah, I'm fine. Got to keep your heart nice and strong so you can give it to someone else anyway.
You're not keen on this whole donation thing, are you?
I don't know. I just don't like thinking about it, I suppose. Hey, there's Tracy. She must be back from down south.
Hi, Brian. Hi, sis. It's good to see you both.
When did you get back?
Last week. I saw you across the road there, and I was waving. But you two looked like you were having a pretty full-on conversation. Everything okay?
Yeah, we're fine. But Dad keeps talking about his decision to be an organ and tissue donor, and I'm kind of sick of hearing about it.
Really? Good on you, Brian. You know my Uncle Reggie? He had a kidney transplant a year ago. I saw him when I was down south. He's looking really good now.
That's great. So he got his kidney from a donor?
Yeah. Before he was real sick. He hated being in the city, but he had to keep going on one of those dialysis machines, and then he had to wait for a few years for a donor. So I reckon it's awesome what you're doing, Uncle Brian.
Yeah, I guess it is, right?
Well, you should ask Uncle Reggie himself. He's coming home for a while. He's flying back next week.
I think it's going to be a good meeting with Uncle Reggie, but that's going to have to wait until next episode. So remember, even if you register your decision to be an organ and tissue donor, your family will still be asked to confirm your decision. So after you've discovered the facts about organ and tissue donation and made an informed decision to become an organ and tissue donor, it's important that your family know your decision about donation. It's also important that you know the decisions of your family. So make some time to have that yarn that saves lives and discuss your organ and tissue donation decisions. Check out donatelife.gov.au for more information or talk to someone at your local health clinic or medical centre. This project is sponsored by the Organ and Tissue Authority.